Okay, so, man. So the last few weeks we learned the Rambam inside a certain portion of the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Ches, and we also previously began the first siman in Rav Yaakov Moshe, the Meir Maharam, and it began on page Kuf Lamed Tes. And we got to up to the last paragraph on page Kuf Mem, and we never got back to the end of it to finish it off before we continued further in the Rambam. And then we got sidetracked with the Inyan HaZivug for two shiurim. So now we're going to come back to that first piece in the Memarom. Then Bli Neder, the idea is to learn the first seven simonim of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, which are all on the part of the Rambam that we learned. Then we'll go further in the Rambam and, you know, go into Memarom as per whichever part of the Rambam we've seen. So what we saw on page Kuf Mem, just we'll kind of let's see, yeah, we could start from Ulefi Darkeinu. In other words, the last four lines of the first paragraph on page Kuf Mem, it's kind of a summary of what he said. And that is Lefi Darkeinu Lemadnu Od Shemilvad Niskevot HaBechira Shebiyado Lif'ol Ubiyado Shelo Lif'ol. Besides the tremendous thing of Bechira, which allows us to act or not act depending on our choice, יש בזה עוד עניין יותר נשגב שעצם כוח הבחירה הוא הרצון והוא הפועל והוא עושה. There's a deeper level over here, right? A more exalted level over here, that the very essence of the koach habechira is the ratzon, and it is what effectuates things and what actually does things. Like the ratzon is the poel and the oseh on a deep level. And you know, at that point we spoke about, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that the fact that a person is not mishtadel, right, doesn't do his ishtadel in getting to doing whatever it is that he was interested in, is really just a simon. It's not that it doesn't get done because he was mishtadel. It's just that the lack of ishtadlus is the simon that he doesn't really want it. And then Rabbi Yaakov Moshe made a distinction. So, like, first what we come out of in that beginning part, kind of that first paragraph on this page, Kuf Mem, is that the Ratzon itself has a koich of, the way he said it, it's Hu HaMecholel UPoel Et HaKol. It's the Ratzon that puts everything into action and does everything. Okay, it's like a creative force, the Ratzon. But then he makes the distinction between the Bechira HaKlolus of the entire world to the Bechira HaProtus of the individual. So that's where we're going to take on to, continue on today. Elishyesh Levar, we read this paragraph but we didn't go into it yet. Elishyesh Levar, we need to explain Demikol Mokoyim Le'inyin HaShlemus HaNisgav HaLazeh. Le'inyin, this tremendous level of Shlemus that to effectuate things, right, to do everything with the Bechira alone, because the Bechira is the Ratzon, and the Ratzon is that Koyach HaMecholel, the Koyach HaPoel. Yesh hevdel ben HaBechira HaKlalit Shel HaOlam Kulo LeBechira HaPratit Shel HaPrat VaYachid. There's a difference between the general Bechira of the entire world to the individual's Bechira of the individual and the detail. Ki habechira noya de beikar b'musag zeh shekol ma she'ole b'rotzon yeh v'yovah gam lidei poyal. Because the bechira really was designated, it was set up primarily on that level, right, on that level, that anything that goes up in the rotzon will also come into action. And that madrega was only given to the entire klal. It wasn't given over, that level wasn't given over to to the individual, Shim kol gedulato v'romumuto ene elo prata yotze min haklal. Because as great and as exalted as that individual may be, he's still merely a detail, and he's just a detail out of the entire cloud. So, before we continue, what he's apparently coming from, especially if you notice this lashon, shekol ma she'oleh beratzon, that really is a lashon, a famous lashon from the Zohar, which speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Kad solik ravosa lemivre alma. Right? And the Ramchal uses lashon, Kabbalah Sfarim, Arizal uses lashon, Kasher ala birtzono. When it was oyla birtzone HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world, so he had to, I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but he had to do something, right? He had to do a certain shtick, so to say, to get things started. Okay? We're going to leave it at that for now. Okay, so the idea behind that is that the Ratzon is really ultimately is like the beginning of creation, and in a certain sense, that Nekuda of the Ratzon incorporates, includes in it everything that's going to expand afterwards, like everything that's going to take place, the whole creation. It's all really Munach in that Ratzon. It's already there. Okay, the fleshing out of it, so to say, it's just that. It's just an expansion of what's already there, but it's all in that rut, so to say. But my point, really, the ikkar, what I'm trying to say is that when Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that shekol masha oyle birotzen yeh v'yove gamli de poyal, right, that anything that's going to go up into that rut zone is going to go lide poyal, is going to come manifested, right? So he's hinting, I think that his language shows, he's hinting to the fact that this is because we are created B'Tzelem Elokim, and the Koyach HaBechira, according to one of the main Perushim of B'Tzelem Elokim, is that we have the Koyach HaBechira, which is what he said before, right? You say the Bechira, Roz B'Tzelem Elokim, that's where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is learning. That is coming, that Koyach is coming from the B'Tzelem Elokim, from our godly image. And thus, the same way we find in the Zohar, we find in the Kabbalah, that the Ratzon of Hashem is the starting point that includes in it everything that's going to come out afterwards. More than that, says the Sfarim, and Leshem really dwells on this, is that he only put into that Ratzon, because remember, that Ratzon is also a Tzimtzum, it's not all inclusive of Hashem's powers. It's just he decided he's going to reveal certain aspects of himself, kiviyachol, right? Certain things he's going to reveal. It's not even aspects of himself, because the word aspects of himself is a terrible way to describe the oneness of Hashem, right? It's not made of aspects. But he decided that he's going to give a gilui, he's going to give some kind of revelation, he's going to reveal something, okay, of himself. The way the Leshem uses in his letters to Reb Naftali Hertz is miktsas atzmusai. Kiviyachol, he's going to give it, like, show a part. Okay? So, that gilui, that initial gilui of Hashem, is what's called the Ratzon. Okay? What is in that Ratzon? Now, that when he goes and makes creation, that Ratzon is by us called Ein Sof. This is what the Sfarim say. The Nefesh HaChaim really kind of hints to it also. It says the Ein Sof, as described in the Zohar and other places, is not really referring to God's essence, but rather to the revelation of Hashem. So even that revelation is Ein Sof, is infinite, which in a certain sense means it's not revealed, right? Because if it's infinite, then we're finite. We're not yet, right? But the Leshem says whatever is in that Ratzon is for the purpose of revelation that's going to be. So this is important to realize maybe not now, but let's say maybe at the end of the 10,000, the way the Leshem, the 10,000 year period, the way the Leshem describes it, like by that point, whatever was designated, whatever Hashem designated in his will to reveal, will become Taka revealed. That will be this massive unity where all the creation become subsumed basically back into oneness with Hashem. And why subsumed? Because it's going to be complete bittul to Hashem. Okay, it's going to become, so meaning a complete bond, and in that sense, there will be a complete revelation where all the borders and boundaries, so to say, fall apart. Okay, so the point is that since the Svarim say that whatever Hashem put in that Ratzon, right, it's not, otherwise it would be wasted. Think about it, right? Hashem is way past that Ratzon. So why did he put all this energy, so to say, all this spiritual energy into this Ratzon if he's not going to end up using it all? Right? If it's infinite Ratzon, he's not going to end up using all that infinite Ratzon. Why is he doing it? Elamai, everything that's there is necessary for the worlds that he creates. Okay? Or you know, whether it's already currently or in the future, but it's all going to be used. There's not going to be any baltashkas over here. You know? So the same way that the Ratzon really includes the whole thing, everything that's going to develop from Hashem, everything that's going to be poil, so the same thing he's saying is that if we have a Ratzon, which is our Koyach HaBechira, that's our Tzelem Elokim, that Koyach of Ratzon has in it the end result action. It's like the action, so to say, is part of that Ratzon. Whatever you have in that Ratzon will not go to waste, will come out into actuality. Yet, that tremendous level of Ratzon, that kind of creative force, so to say, that tremendous shleimus of Koyach HaBechira, that could be poil everything, no individual, or basically no individual, can access that level of the Koyach HaBechira, because the Koyach HaBechira was knit into the klal. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meshach says. It's knit into the klal. So I think what he, you know, he's very soysim over here. He's gonna, and we're gonna see how he's gonna like explain the Dor HaFlaga with the Parsha of the Dor HaFlaga with this. But I think that what he's getting to is that the idea of Ratzon, the idea of Ratzon Hashem, for example, right, is obviously, like we said, is the most infinite, is really the infinite being in that sense. Right? That's what, when we refer to the Ein Sof, when we refer to the infinite, we're really referring to what's called the Ratzon of Hashem, the Ratzon of the Matzil, the Ratzon of the, that out, you know, of that one that we can't describe and no words can be said about. When we say Hashem, right, Hashem is Hashem, the name, it's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's already a later revelation, we're like preceding that, right? That's inside the Yud Kei Vav Kei, what's funneling into the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and what's expressing itself as a Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's unspeakable. We've said this many times, but it's important always to keep that in mind. So, but the Ratzon, like we said, the Ratzon is really indivisible, because it's the Shpitz oneness that there is, right? If we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so the Ratzon is Mamish Echad. It's Mamish Echad. If we find, for example, when we're dealing with Sfiris, the Ratzon is the Keser, and the Chachma is the Machshava. And in the Chachma we learn that it's like an indivisible oneness. And Bina already, only from Bina, Dinin Mit'arin Mina, means differentiation stems forth from Bina. But in Chachma it's all a oneness still. So if that's a oneness, you can understand the Kal V'Chayim V'Kal Shekein, the Ratzon is in a tremendous oneness. Even in a deeper oneness, a more pure oneness. So, Memela, it's not Shaykh for an individual to have a Ratzon of that sort, because the individual is a fragmentation of the klal. An individual, right, is just a detail. He doesn't have this Ratzon Yochel that comes down from Hashem and creates mankind. Really, it's the klal of mankind. It's like the whole entire Odom. Now, it could be the whole Adam is Klal Yisrael, maybe not the Goyim. That's something I don't want to get into, even though obviously he's going to deal with the Dor HaFlaga, which precedes the idea of Klal Yisrael. So he is going to deal with them on the HaFlaga, on the Klal level. But I'm just saying it would seem, I'll give you an example of what I mean. Reb Chaim Volozhin, at the beginning of Ruach Chaim, he describes, how is Moshe Rabbeinu able to receive the Torah? He says, because he was a neshama kolelus. Because he was a neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama included in it all shishim riboy nishmas Yisrael, all the 600,000 root souls of the Jewish people were included in Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was a klal. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't an individual. He held within him all the neshamas of klal Yisrael. Therefore, he was able to mekabel the Torah. Why? Because the same yisoid. If you are going to receive the Torah is oneness. The Torah is a flow from the Yichud Hashem, is a flow from the Achdus Hashem. The Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs, even though they're 613, they're really a oneness. It's really all a oneness. And that's why the Chag of the Groh, the Rashash, the Mekubal Rashash, right? Both say individually, the Malas the Torah brings us in the name of his brother, the Groh, that each mitzvah includes within it all the other shishim riv, all the other 613 mitzvahs, because that's what a whole is. The whole, right? The same way that, like we've spoken about this, I think in the past also, right? You have a cell. Any cell in your body has within it the DNA, right, for all the parts of your body. So, like in a certain sense, your eyes, ears, and et cetera, are all incorporated in every single cell of your body on a potential level. It's obviously, it doesn't become manifest, but theoretically, you know, if we made Dolly the sheep or whatever it is, right, out of one cell, you could, scientifically, you could reproduce the entire picture, the entire person, right? So, that's the Mahus of Torah. The Mahus of Torah is that every single, since all the 613 mitzvahs are part of this oneness, Mimela, each part of that oneness holds within it the whole oneness. They're all bound together. They're automatically inclusive of everything else.
So why was Moshe being more inclusive than anybody else?
Oh, 1 second. So therefore, no one individual in Klal Yisrael could be makabel the whole Torah. We know there's a concept of shishim oisius in the shishim ribo oisius in the Torah, keneged the shishim ribo in neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Meaning everyone has, every neshama, every root neshama, right, has its place in the Torah. So no individual could really be makabel and moirid min neshamayim anything more than that one ois that is connected to him. And you can't bring down, okay, fine, so let the Torah come down, each person get his ice, and now we'll put it together. You can't do that, because you can't bring down oneness in a fragmented form. Impossible. You're losing the whole thing. So the only way to bring the Torah down in this world, if there's an individual who includes all the shishim ribos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this gevaldig neshama, this very, very special, unique neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he would have that koyach, be able to mekabel the Torah, b'shem kol Yisrael, literally, because he includes within him, the whole Klal Yisrael is receiving the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu receives the Torah.
Was that what the Malachim's Taina was?
Yeah.
That was the Taina. What's a human being here getting the Torah?
It could be. Could be like I'm saying, but Amkos, it could be another level of what the Taina would be. Yeah.
But if you're saying that every neshama is nichlal in it, and all the other neshamas in general also, right? So why is Moshe Rabbeinu's more so than anybody else's? In other words,
okay, it's a good question. But when they're nichlal it, it's only on a very potential level. Yeah, it's much more of an oimik. It's much more right in a potential level.
So
here, Moshe Rabbeinu is koil it in a manifested level. Mamish has a neshama kolelus.
He was born to that, or is this a degree?
Yes, yes. No, he was born. He was born like that. Yeah, yeah. Derech Agav, Stam. Maybe I'll go out on a limb and I'll say a shlekel chiddush. Maybe. Amram, it says, was one of the four people the Gemara lists, that the only reason he died was Beitri Shalchet. You know, he had no Averis. It's just since Misa was Nigzar by the Chet of the Nachash, so he had to, you know. So it could be that to bring down such a level like Moshe Rabbeinu and Neshama Kailalas could only come through somebody like Amram, who was Gadol Ador to such an extent that he did no Aver in his entire life. Right? There was nothing there, no mum, no, right? It needed a body like that to come through, a tipa that has such a neshama. It makes sense. I mean, that's okay. So, getting back to, so I'm just bringing this as a shtickle mashal, this Indian of the Torah, the Mesiris HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the same thing when it comes to the Koyach HaBechira. The Koyach HaBechira on that level of being a mechoylel, a poyel, and a oise, that is only where you have the entirety of that Tzelem Elokim, which is a klal level of Tzelem Elokim. As opposed to individual, he wouldn't be able to tap into that, right? He wouldn't be able to garner that level of the klal, so to say, because at the end of the day, he's still an individual. Okay, let's go via to now. And in this way, we will be able to understand the character of the Dor HaFloga. Maybe it should be L'Enoshut Kula. Because really, to the Bechira that was given over into the entirety of humanity, there really is no boundary, there's no limit, nothing can stop it. It's unstoppable. So the people of that generation, they took counsel from each other, right? They met and discussed, and they decided they wanted to be moitzi through their Bechira all that they planned and plotted to do, right? We want to get something done here. And because the Dor HaFloga, those people in Dor HaFloga, that was the entire klal of the creation. If they had decided to now use this gewaldige koich of theirs, this gewaldige unstoppable koich of Bechira, had they decided, they wanted to attach themselves to the King of the World, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to know that Bechira is only given to mankind from Him, it's a gift from God, and they would choose to use that gvaldga, infinite skula, that unbound skula, to reveal Hashem's revelations, and then to remove all the mechitzas, all the separations, and the boundaries that are kind of that were given over to like kind of hold back these or bind these revelations. Then they really would have gotten to that tremendous, tremendous level. Like they would have basically unveiled, unmasked God in the world. Would have been like this gavaldia. Basically, you might say Mashiach. It would be pashut. Avalafisha amru nasalanu shame. But because what they say, the pasuk says, they said, let's make for ourselves a name. V'ratzulishtash b'shavita shelech behefich ritzaynai. And they wanted to use the staff of the king, so to say, right? Koich HaBechira is the staff of the king. They wanted to use it opposite to his will. Lashkiach Shmoy Lahagdu Shmom. To forget Hashem's name and to raise up their name. Yorad Hashem Lirois Mashabonu Bnei Adam. So Hashem went down to see what the people built. V'omar Hashem, Hein Am Echad V'Sofachas L'Kulam. Hashem said, whoa, there's a problem here. They are one people and one nation to all of them. Kalaima meaning, Shemipnei Zed, Dafka, because of this, the situation is so dire and so dangerous. Shemipnei Zed, Yeshlem HaKoyach V'Hasgula Lifo Kol Asher Yirtzu V'Yivcheru. Because the fact that they are all one, they are undivided, it's the entire humanity of the day, they can use that, they have that zgula, they have that kayak, that they could do whatever they want, whatever they choose. The pasuk says, and that's what they started to do. Once they've started on this way, on this path, there's nothing that's going to hold back from them carrying out their plan. So the Eitzah, how does Hashem overcome this obstacle, is to separate them from each other. That they shouldn't have that togetherness anymore, that they won't be in one mindset together. They'll no longer be able to do everything that they wanted. Because the prat doesn't have that same bechira that the klal has. And the true strength of the bechira is only to all of humanity together. And only in the future, the pasuk says, "Tiesafa brura lekulam," when there will be this clear language to all of them, meaning everyone will understand the same, will speak the same language. "V'yayidu oz lahakzei kol Hashem," and they'll know then to return everything to Hashem, meaning to relate everything to Hashem, to realize that everything is coming from Hashem, the whole existence, everything in the creation. "Teifia v'tisgala oz gama bechira b'shleimus," only then will that full level of bechira and its shleimus become revealed and appear again, which is Iboyu Tzadike Boro Alma, that if Tzadikim wanted, they could create a world. Meaning, they would be able to create a world just from their Ratzon. Their Ratzon would allow the creation, a creation of a world. Asidim Tzadikim Sheba Oisei Zman Livrei Olamos. It's Chazal. Then in the future, the Tzadikim, in that time of Lasid Lava, when will be the Gilui Hashem, they will have, the Tzadikim will have that Koyach to be Borei Olamos.
I mean, why couldn't they reverse the Chet HaEgel with the Koyach HaBechira of Kol Gal Yisrael? You know, if the Ramban had to build the Beis HaMikdash, you know, where did you ever find such a Koyach was ever used?
Yeah, it wasn't yet. Because even by the...
altogether, generally, but anything could have been done. Why didn't they reverse the
Chet HaEgel? Yeah, but you see that they never reached that Shleimus of togetherness. Right? There was always these nisyonos where they're taina against Moshe and they're fighting, and there's always a kinna going. You see that no matter how good things got, there was always a zuama there. There was always a.
So the Dara Flugo was on a higher madriga in
Achdus.
In essence,
what they wanted
than
to
the
do.
Let me
it was not a darga, it's a question of choosing everyone doing the same thing. If there's period and people don't want to do the same thing, you lost the koyach. I think it's a madrega tafka. It's everyone choosing to do the same thing, try and get.
No, it is a madrega because he's saying.
And they also had the hechi tips to bring it down, taka, which means they had a hakar of everything going on. Their lamas and everything. They were open to everything.
I mean, it sounds like it. You know, if they even according to the Pashas of Chazal, right, that they wanted to wage war on Hashem. So that means that they had to have been very, you know, big philosophers or Kabbalists, so to say. I mean, whatever. You know, they had to be very in touch with the idea of spirituality. You know, they might have been. I don't even want to say they're wrong. You know, maybe they had right. You say this. We find the Chazal in the Zohar. It says right in the different. I think by Sheni it says that people started using the Shemus, right? There are special Shemus of Malachim, and if you say those Shemus, you get whatever. If you know the right Shemus of the Malach, you get whatever you want. Yeah, a guy, people would love it, right? Apostle would be the biggest name out, right? And you're like, all right, that's it. You say the name of this Malach, whatever it is, and you get, you know, your fortune that you're looking for, and you know this, and you get health, and you know this, and you get great sons-in-laws, the daughter-in-laws, and you do that, like, you know, people started using the Shemus for their nonsense. I mean, nonsense, because you're not supposed to be doing that. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled a number on them, and he switched the names of the Malachim. That's what the Zohar says. You know, so, even if mankind, you know, the same thing here with the Dara Flaga, but Etzem, they were on their way, right? But it wasn't right. So, when they tap into this gevalik koyach before it's the right time, because they're not holding there, because they're going to misuse this, so Kesher Bogle knows how to change the situation and make sure that that's not going to happen. Now the truth is that you do find, you know, Chazal say, what's the lashon over there by Ephraim Chavor Ephraim? There's a part of that. Atzavim. I don't know that Ephraim, who was together, the pasuk that says that they were together and joined together by avodah zarah, they were matzliach because they had such a gavaldiga achlus amongst themselves. So they had tremendous hatzlacha in war. And we find this in Chazal that even when Klal Yisrael is be'etzem oyv avodah zarah, if they're together, they're united, they're unstoppable. They're going to win wars. So it's not the same, it's not the full level that Rabbi Yaakov Meshach is describing here, but so that's what he's saying, it's the shleimus of it, the chaniskov, the shleimus, that you're not going to get. But certainly the levels that you get in through Achdus are way and beyond anything that's imaginable.
Kabbalah Sotar is based on this.
Huh?
Kabbalah Sotar itself only came back because Vayichanoah.
Vayichanoah, Negadah, right? It's such a, the truth of the matter is, you know, if you just look at the Metzius of Klal Yisrael, right? Here we're having now elections for a third time, you know? So, I mean, you just take the whole idea of elections with, right, is you have Miflagot, and Miflagot is from the Lashon of Peleg, which means division, separation, right? So, I mean, and it's not something new here, you know, in Chutz Laretz there's plenty of politics also, and, but the whole concept of the way politics works, where you're basically, always trying to work for your specific group, right? And everyone's always concerned and working for themselves, is our biggest, we're our own worst enemy. I mean, you see it even. I don't want to be specific, I don't want to become political either, but, you know, there's been cases where you'll have, like, almost the entire Frum community is united, and then you'll have one part of the Frum community which goes, whatever, and they end up bringing Chilul Shabbos to different cities. I mean, it's happened many times. Why? Because they got money, they got promise. And it comes up in so many different ways. I mean, forget about the actors in Kol Klal Yisrael, at least the actors, let's say, with all Shemir Tar Mitzvahs, at least everybody that has Emunah and Bitachon Nash, in right? But even there, well, I hold this, you hold that, whatever it is. Now, there's reasons for machloikas that could be in a true machloikas, but like Rav Kook says, Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. But in every Daf Gemara, basically, you have machloikas going on. So how are these Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom if they're always in a fight? And sometimes there's very sharp fights going on. But no, the mahus is that they're ma'am shalom ba'ilim, because that's the midah of the Talmid HaChachamim, and we have Talmid HaChachamim today, and we had Talmid HaChachamim in the past, that knew how to have a massive blowout machloikas. You know, you'll have Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but they can't even marry each other, right? But they married each other because they knew, they're not going to fool me, they're going to, right, that's the Rishonim say, that they're going to tell, Beis Hillel will say, Beis Shammai, right, each one will say, no, this one you can't marry, because according to your shita, it's not good. They were so mich on each other because it was a machlokes l'shem shemayim, and that kind of machlokes l'shem shemayim, where you respect where the other person is coming from, and you respect that they're right. Now, of course, that type of machlokes brings shalom, and that's really what machlokes is. We're not expected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect that everyone should hold the same thing. You know, that's. The whole Torah Sheba'al Peh is works like that. It's based on that. It's a Elu Ve'elu Divelekim Chayim. There's different ways and different, you know, but he does expect that we're going to have respect for each other. That he does expect. And the way of Cook, I think, says over there is that the Shalom is from the word Shleimus, peace and wholeness. It goes together. If you're an Adrava, for the very reason that we spoke about before. For Torah to be poil, right, the goof of the Torah, so to say, the receiving end of the Torah, right, is Klal Yisrael. You know, by the way, Rav Nachman says this. There's a beautiful. Oh, wait, where would I have? I don't remember, just. Just give me a minute. I'm going to open my computer and read this beautiful from that, and it's worth it. Hold on.
Say here they wanted to make a shame for themselves. No, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. So they take the sharbet of the melech, or like. Have to take that for them. They want to make themselves gods or malachim. What are they trying to do?
this into a document of mine. If I can find it. It's mamish unbelievable. It's Rav Nachman Breslov, right? In Sichas Haran. Unbelievable. It's mamish unbelievable. Sichas Haran. He says it's an Oist Tzadi Aleph for someone that wants to look it inside. Sgulo la smodo. You want a skula for asmodo? Yeah. Some people don't enjoy learning. Maybe they're not able to learn straight. Not a skula for asmodo. Masmid bilimuda. It should be zeichet to be masmid in his learning. Hulizar lebli ledaber al shumish Yisraeli. A segula for asmad is to be careful not to speak about any Jewish person. Don't speak about any Jewish people. Kimo meaning bad. You'll see. Kimo shikakshah kala hi yofa. Just the same way when a kala is beautiful, as I have a bishlemus, then the love is bishlemus. Obviously. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? But when the kala is beautiful, so the ava between them is b'shleimus. Avok sheish la kala is a chisar nemum. When the kala has some kind of deficit, deficiency, or some kind of mum, azay bevade ein hava b'shleimus. Then certainly the ava is not b'shleimus. Again, it's relative to the couple, or relative to. Kemochein ha-Torah nikros kala, the same way the Torah is called kala. Kama shekosov, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirosha. V'doshu chazal, Gemara and Brachos and Psachimos, al tikri Moirosha, ele me'oirosa. Don't read it Moirosha, which is literally an inheritance, right? But read it me'oirosa, engaged. V'kol ha-kala, v'kol echad mi'Yisrael yesh le'ois b'Torah. And each person from the Jewish people has a letter in the Torah. Ki shishim ribu ois yisa Torah, k'neged shishim ribu nishmas Yisrael. Because there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, k'neged the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. U'k'shesh chisaron be'echad mi'Yisrael. And when there's a chisaron in one of the Jewish people, right? Nimtza shesh chisaron b'Torah. It comes out. That means that there's a chisaron in the Torah. Shesham shorish nishmas Yisrael, because that's the Torah is the source, is the root of the nishamas of Yisrael. V'alkein bevadai ef shelev as a Torah b'shlemus. So it's for sure, if you can see a chisaron in a Jew, it means that the Torah is not b'shlemus, because that chisaron has to be stemming from that ice in the Torah. So there's a chisaron in the Torah. Nimtza she. So you can't love the Torah b'shleimus, right? Only when there's a yofi without any mum, then he said the ava is b'shleimus. So you want to love the Torah? You have a problem with the Torah. At least one letter in the Torah you have a problem with. But when you're careful not to speak badly about any Jewish person, and not to find any chisaron in any Jewish person, nimtza she'ein ba Torah shum chisaron mum. Then it comes out that there's no chisaron emum in the Torah. Azay bevada yoevus termod, so then he's for sure going to love the Torah very much. His ava satorah is going to be b'shleimus. Azay yasmid b'lim la Torah megoydel ava kanizgalel, and then he'll be masmid. It's an automatic thing. Then you're going to be masmid in Torah. If you appreciate it, if you love it, you're going to want to just continuously learn. Vizel Torah Hashem tmima. And that's what it means. The Torah of Hashem is tmima, it's whole. Haynu k'shetoras Hashem hi tmima bli shum chisar namum. When the Torah of Hashem is tmima, when it's complete without any chisar namum, danu k'shinizharim lebli ledaber v'lebli limtza shum chisar b'shum Yisraeli shu ois me'atayrah. Meaning when you're careful not to speak and not to find any problem, any chisar in any Jewish person, which is a letter of the Torah, nimtza she'oz teres Hashem tmima bli shum chisar namum. So then that's when you see that's when it becomes that the Torah of Hashem is taka whole tmima without any chisar namum. Azahi Meshivas Nefesh. Teres Hashem Tmima. No, what's left in this lesson? Teres Hashem Tmima. Meshivas Nafesh. Meshivas Nafesh. Torah Hashem Tmima. Meshivas Nafesh. Right. So that only when it's Tmima, then is the Torah Meshivas Nafesh. Ki oz daika zoichin avas haTorah. Only then do you get. You merit avas haTorah, umargishim tamasikos haTorah, and you feel the sweetness of the taste of the sweetness of the Torah. Shemeshivas hanefesh, which revives the soul. Me'achashem b'shem chisaron, because it has no chisaron. Va'ozeich lasmod dekaniskel el. It's a very beautiful nacha. Now again, this is always the question. Always is, well, like, what do you can't? You can't criticize. You can't this. Okay, we're not getting into the details when there's a time when. But even. Especially using the Mahalach that the Baal Tanya was Mefarsim, it's another Svarim also, but to be Mechalach between the Chefetz and the Gavra, right? You find it already in Chazal, right? Yitamu Chatoi Mina Aretz V'loi Choyti Mina Aretz. If you focus on the Jewish person, the Baal Tanya says, right? You love the Jew, but you hate his actions. If he's a Rasha, you love him as a Jewish person. He's a Nebuch. He has a terrible psychological illness right now that he's not in touch with himself, right? He's his worst enemy, but be'etzem in the shayrish, his neshama is a good, holy neshama, right? For whatever reason, that maybe he's raised in a crazy way, he's raised, far from Torah Mitzvahs, or he's raised worse in Torah Mitzvahs with terrible ben adam l'chaveray, which is the neredik achil Hashem, whatever it is, those happens too. But somehow you don l'kavschus. It's his ma'isim are horrible. You hate his ma'isim. You could criticize his ma'isim, but if you keep in mind always that listen, the guy. Then I give you an example. Rav Kook. It's known. Obviously, he's famous for his Avos Yisrael. But there was the biggest kanoim who were roid of him, mamish, like kipshutei roid of him literally, and. When they had somebody sick in their family, or themselves were sick in the family, and they needed a letter to get free medical treatment or whatever it was from a doctor or like hamlotza, that was the happened very often in those days. They went to Rav Kook because they knew Rav Kook's word meant a lot to the doctors, and they knew that Rav Kook would write it for them, even though he knew that they're bashing him and calling him an apikiris and a kaifer and this and that, whatever it is. How did he do that? Because listen, they have this way of thinking. They have their worldview, so to say. They're stuck in it. They can't get out of it. I'm saying ideas that are kind of radical for them, yeah. And they can't hear it, and fine. But they're not bad. Like you make that. In the past, but I have a son, Avraham Yitzchak, that I named after Rav Kook. So.
Right.
Huh?
Brave.
Yeah. So right. Brave. So yeah. Well, a good friend in the neighborhood who's certainly from the more kanoish individuals in the neighborhood, and very good friend. We speak. We speak of learning, whatever. Kail together. So so when he found out that I named my son, Of Kook, whatever, so he started to say terrible things. I don't have to repeat what he said, obviously. And he was quoting his Rosh Hashiva, was one of the big Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael. And he learned to Sfarim, and he said that it's all kfira, whatever. It's just nonsense. When somebody tells you that, it's like such baloney, it's such so ridiculous. It's like. It reminds me when I was in a taxi once, and the taxi driver was telling me what the roads in America look like. And he's telling me, and I'm like, listen, I grew up. And he's telling me in New York. I tell him, listen, I grew up in New York. It doesn't look like that. And he's arguing, no, it does. I'm telling you. I'm like, hello. I grew up. I heard from my friend. He was there. They can't get at it. It's hopeless. Anyway, so my son was with me when this guy was bashing Rav Kook, and he said to me. He said to me, not Avraham Yitzchak, it was just for me, but my oldest son. He said to me, like, how could you speak to him after he spoke like that? And because he was like, really, it was the worst of the worst, So I said, what's the problem? I'll just give you an example. But I said, I agree with every word he said. What does that mean? he has painted for him, right? Somebody painted for him an individual, which is an imaginary individual. That individual doesn't exist, right? That what he thinks Rav Kook is a made-up story, right? But for what he thinks he is, I'm also against him. I agree with everything, right? What I agree with every single thing he said. If you accept, right, his understanding, you accept his hanach, his premise, then you can very often, the same thing with even the biggest anti-Haredim, whatever it is, yeah. If you would put yourself into their head and realize like where they're coming from, whatever it is, you will see it differently. You will see, not that they're right, they're wrong, they're very wrong, and they're nebuchs. They're very big nebuchs. But it will change your yachas, it will change the way you look at them, and you'll be able to love people that everyone else is saying yimach shemo about, and it will hurt you when you hear a Jew cursing another Jew. You say, this guy is a nebuch, he's a misken. But look where he grew up, look what he sees, you know. And somebody, maybe sometimes there's people that were in the from world, and they got terrible, something terrible happened to them. I mean, there's so many different stories and so many things. But if you use that re'iyah, if you use that appreciation of Teres Hashem Tamima, realizing the Kalei Yisrael is flameless, it's a Zohar, by the way. The Zohar says, what's Lashon HaZohar? Mum Yofe, Kulach Yofe, Rayosi, right? Kulach Yofe, Mum Ein Bach. That's Lashon Shir Hashirim. So the Zohar says, that's Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is perfect. Mum Ein Bach. There's no mum in Kol Yisrael. So again, it's on the deep level. We saw a little bit about it with Rabbi Yaakov Meir when we were doing the piece where he was protecting Rav Kook. You see, he brought that so yeah. So anyway, that's the Yisoid HaDvarim. I don't know how we got to this. How did we get into this? The Shleimus HaTorah and the bringing down the oneness, whatever it is, the Meish Rabbeinu and the. Okay, anyway, so we should be zeichet to be from the Oyhavim and the Masmidim. Okay, good luck.
So you've got many different people with many different viewpoints, and they managed to come together for Yachid, the whole world, so to speak.
Right.
Does that involve compromise, or does that involve seeing a light of truth which is so big that everyone realizes they just have no space?
It depends when it is, but ultimately, what's supposed to happen is there's supposed to be integration, not pluralism. Compromise is when there's pluralism, where everybody like stands the next guy. Integration is where everybody says, listen, I'm using a famous example of Machlokes, right? Hasidim and Litvaks, and they'll say, you know something? This is ridiculous. There are some neshamas that are like this, and there's some neshamas like that. This is what's good for them. This is what's good for us. They should be doing what they're doing. I should be doing what I'm doing. And if we swapped, we're both dead. That's integration. It's realizing that there's different kaychas here, and there's different situations, and different, you know, and they should all be applied in the right setting, in the right situation. So there's no compromise there. It's just realizing that the totality of opinions is the absolute truth.
But the Vilna Gaon did not feel that way towards Hasidus.
Right.
He thought it was 100% wrong.
Right.
With no exception.
Right. That is the way he thought.
And
great.
Okay,
so that's a very, very good question. I mean, it's coming already, you know, from the Meraglim. It's coming from, we know that there's, and I'm not saying this from myself, but there's been great people that said that there's Maaseh Satan that go on that cause that, you know, in a certain degree, perhaps even take away the bechira of a big tzaddik in order to make sure things don't go right for whatever reason, as part of the overall plan, or it's a ma'aseh satan that Hashem just lets the satan do his thing because it's still not time to. We're getting too close. We're getting too close, you know. That in those days, they were starting to move to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gros started sending his Talmidim to Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov started, the Talmidim of the Chassidim, right? So there was like a move to the Geula. I mean, Goyin was Oisik with the Geula tremendously, and so was the Baal Shem Tov. So if you have so many tzaddikim that are suddenly realize that the Geula is being ushered in now, of course the Satan's going to go wild and say, "Hold on, guys, I got to do something here drastic," and he did. He did.
Why did that affect the...
Huh?
How did this not just affect the... The people stop coming to Eretz Yisrael?
No, but by making the machlekes, if you think about it, if they, all these tzaddikim, they're all working to bring the gula, they came here, they'd end up bringing the gula taka. But Hashem said, you know, listen, they were working on it. They saw that. I'm saying the fact that they realized that they sensed that the world is getting there. We're there now. The Maisa Mashiach is really ready to be ushered in. That just shows us why. At the same time, the Satan felt that and said, "Wait, I got to get involved."
If they would have overcame that, there might have been the gula.
What's that?
If they would have overcame that, then
yeah, okay. But as Hashem, now it's our turn.
Now it's our turn.
Yeah.
There could be some approaches which are wrong. For example, there's many goyim who would say that their worldview is just sheker and that has to go. But then within the realm of what's maybe acceptable, people present a way to serve Hashem.
Yeah.
And there'll be very different ways which we haven't seen for the course of our history eye to eye over them.
Right. Right.
But there will be a way that everybody
yes.
will come to respect that for various individuals, various shorish neshamas, whatever we call it. That will taka be a valid way.
Yes.
And although I will staunchly go with my way, I will respect and love you.
Not only will I respect, but I will help you. I will give tzedakas to your yeshivas because I want you to work your way. I will encourage you to do what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. All right.